I'm Keith Pfeiffer, bringing you the first in a series entitled Learning to Love. To be loved is a basic need for all of us. In order to be loved, we must love others. Love begets love and vice versa. It is also the greatest commandment of God that we love God and love others as we love ourselves. Therefore, love is not basically a feeling or emotion, because we cannot reasonably be commanded to have a feeling. We cannot always control our feelings, but we can have control over our decisions and over our behavior. Love is a decision and a behavior. We are to love whether we feel like it or not. And when we do, the feelings of love inevitably follow later. J. Adams, the well-known American Christian counselor, tells us of a case where a married couple were determined to get a divorce. Their marriage, they said, had reached the end. They had no love left for one another. The counselor said, "I'm sorry to hear that there's no love left in your marriage. That's serious. If you don't love one another, there's only one thing to do." The couple thought, "Good. He's going to advise divorce, which is what we want." But no, the counselor went on to say, "You will both have to learn how to love one another." The wife said, "How can you learn to love? You can't produce feelings out of the air." "I wasn't talking about feelings," said the counselor. "I was talking about love." Love is not first of all a feeling. Rather, it is first manifested through giving. You have to learn to give of yourself, even when the other party is not very loving or lovable toward you. And this is hard at times, but it can be done. If you both learn to do this, you can have a wonderful marriage. Whether we agree with this statement or not, there is one thing that counselors worldwide agree upon, that love is a decision. Love is a decision. It is within our will to decide to love. As J. Adams goes on to say, God would not command us to do something which is not possible for us. And there is ample evidence that we can change our attitude by the exercise of our will and by practice. It can be done. In fact, and this is something that very few people understand, all our behavior is a decision, except for aberrations in behavior due to mental illness. It follows, as a leading counselor has stated, that all behavior modification, like learning to love, is a learning process. We learn by decision and by practice to behave in a different way. So to improve our loving skills, we need to do these things. Firstly, to decide for ourselves that loving is a most important skill to learn, if not the most important. Jesus said that to love is the greatest and first commandment. So everything worthwhile and good and lasting in our lives depends upon loving. Loving is the foundation of every aspect of our life. Secondly, to decide that we personally want to be highly skilled in this most important aspect of living. And not only that we want to, but that we intend to. In the same way, point three, we might decide to become a better gardener by watching TV gardening shows, reading gardening books, and actually getting out into the garden and planting things, so we learn as much as we can about loving by studying the subject from books, etc., and by putting what we learn into practice. This series of talks is intended to help in this. During the series, I will also be mentioning some books which are very readable and helpful. We will be exploring ways in which we can improve our loving skills. The benefits of this to us and to others are enormous in terms of enriched lives, happiness and peace. We will see that there are steps we can follow and that we can choose simple steps which we can do early at first. Later we can take more difficult steps which can take us some time to master. But if we really want to be a more loving person and to attract more love to ourselves, we will find the journey of improvement an interesting and enjoyable, even fascinating and exciting adventure. Let's take it together.